Our gospel for this evening comes from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 9 and 33 through 35. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already decided that Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, would betray Jesus. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God who was going to God, got up from supper and took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured the water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." "Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jewish leaders, now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, for just as I have loved you, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So in the last couple years, my family has been on a new adventure, and that is blending families as my sisters and I get married and bring our spouses into our immediate family life. In particular, my sister got married a couple years ago to a man who is, his parents are immigrants from India, Mumbai area specifically. And so the last 2-3 years, our family holiday meals, Thanksgiving in particular, have turned into being a very cultural experience in which we're learning how to have family meals and holiday traditions with a culture that understands family and hospitality very differently. We ended up, my parents hosted my sister's in-laws' family for Thanksgiving, and in a return gesture, out of cultural obligation, we had lunch in Rochester at their house, where they hosted us, and they introduced us to all sorts of food that are part of their home culture. Blending these cultures together and figuring out how to be this large extended family that looks at the world through so many different perspectives has brought us on a different, on a journey of understanding our gatherings differently and how we come together and enjoy mealtimes together. So now for Thanksgiving, we have our turkey and our stuffing and a lot of vegetarian sides, and then we also have some curry dishes. It's not the Thanksgiving I imagined 5 years ago, but it's coming to be a new tradition that we're loving. I thought of this experience in my family as I read this gospel lesson for today, in which Jesus is sitting down for his holiday meal. He's in Jerusalem for the Passover. All the Jewish people at this time were celebrating Passover, celebrating their liberation from slavery under the pharaohs. And Jesus has made the journey this year to Jerusalem. And here he is sitting down for a holiday meal with his friends, with the people that he has come to name as his family, his closest group, over the last 3 years of his ministry. And at this meal, Jesus is throwing the playbook out the window. At this Passover meal, at this holiday celebration, he is doing what nobody has expected him to do. He's breaking from their traditions, and he's throwing them for a loop. Jesus, by taking the towel and the wash basin, standing up and going to wash his disciples' feet, is changing everything that the disciples expected to happen at this meal. They're expecting their normal cultural traditions, their normal holiday celebrations. And one of those things is that their teacher, their leader, the one that they have been following, is not going to play the role that servants usually played. They were not expecting that to come. But it's exactly this moment that Jesus needs the disciples to see, to be part of, and to understand. Jesus, there at this meal, as he gets up, he takes the towel, ties it around himself, gets a wash basin, and goes to wash the disciples' feet. He's going and taking the place that would normally be considered for the most lowly, the most servant of the room, someone who is paid staff to be there, to get and to go and clean the feet of these disciples, to clean the feet of the ones who are deemed important enough to be at the table. And not just to clean the feet, but to clean the feet of those who have been walking in the desert sand in sandals, maybe barefoot, all day long. That was quite the cleaning job. Jesus takes on this role of the most servant in the room to wash the feet of the disciples. And in this moment, Jesus knows that here he is celebrating the Passover in Jerusalem, and that he knows that very soon he is going to be the Passover lamb, the one, the last lamb who is sacrificed for the sake of the world. He knows that very soon he is going to become the most powerful by being the most humiliated through death on the cross. And so in this moment, Jesus goes in front of the disciples and humbles himself, puts himself in the place of least power, of least control in the room, puts himself in the place of service to his fellow disciples. He shows the disciples in this very moment that the greatest leadership, the greatest show of power, is to humble oneself, to sit at the feet of another, and to serve. Jesus is giving the disciples this lesson here, showing them that he is not just a Messiah, a teacher, the one that they have been following, but that Jesus, his leadership, his power, his love comes out of service and humility towards another. It is this example that we live today, that we look to as we hear this story. Where does power come from? Where does our source of great leadership and love come from? If anything, it comes like this example that Jesus gives us when we humble ourselves and act in service to one another. When I look at the world around us, when I look at who is in leadership and what we're expecting from our leaders today, I don't see this kind of leadership. I don't see this kind of power. I see people who are in search of power and control and money by ways of stepping on others, taking and claiming for ourselves, and ignoring the needs of our neighbors so that we can get richer, stronger, and better. But at what cost? But Jesus is showing us a different way of leading, that great power and love comes through foot washing, through putting yourself down at the feet of others in service and care and love for our neighbors. Our reading this evening ends with, where I am going, you cannot come. So I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. By this you will know that by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. What does this love look like? Jesus gives us this commandment to love one another just as I have loved you. This love that Jesus has shown us in this story, in this moment of foot washing, is a love that sacrifices all things, is a love that is lived out through humbleness, service. It is a love that is outside of stepping on others and taking for us. It is a love that takes care of our neighbor's greatest needs. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. What would our world be like if we lived this commandment out fully? If we lived this love towards one another in the same way that Jesus loved his disciples in the moment that he sat down and washed their feet? What would our world look like if we asked our leaders, if we asked those around us to live in this same commandment, to live out this commandment in a foot washing way, in humbleness and in service to our neighbor, so that all the world knows that we are Jesus' disciples, so that all the world knows this truest form of love, this love out of humility and service for the sake of the whole world. Amen.